A man who brings the sunshine but likes the rain. Our host for Backyard Almanac, Larry Weber. Good morning there, sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. I would like the forecast to say more than just the chance. I would sure like to get some rain. Yesterday, again, we had a forecast of likely and all that stuff, but very little actually fell. We are now almost two-thirds of the way through the wonderful month of June, and we have about one-third of an inch of precipitation for the whole time, which is 2 inches behind normal. So that is amazing. We are on pace to be one of the driest Junes ever. Now, June can often give big storms, and a single storm can change all that. But we'll see what it has to offer. I think the woods is remarkably good shape considering how dry it is. But we'll see how much more that's going to last, especially when we have some hot days like we had this week. In my house, I recorded 2 days in a row of 90 degrees. The one day, Tuesday, Weather Service recorded 89 degrees in Duluth, and that set a record for that date. And so, yes, the heat is here, but the forecast that you give is not so hot. Yeah, welcome to June Deep, and welcome to the summer solstice. Tomorrow, we will be officially stepping into the new season of summer, and we will be having the longest daylight throughout the year, 15 hours and 53 minutes. With a sunrise at 5:14 and a sunset at 9:07. Then, starting on Sunday, yes, we start to get a little bit less. The sun rises start to get a little bit later. But it's in no particular hurry. The first half of June was, temperature-wise, not that much different from normal, but that precipitation was way below normal. As we continue through this wonderful month, there's interesting things going on. I have noticed on every morning taking my walk, I have noticed the bird songs are already a little bit less than they were a couple of weeks ago. Now, nothing is like migration or anything like that going on, but what is happening is that the families are being worked on being raised. And in doing so, they just do a little bit less singing to proclaim their territory than they were singing a while back. Yes, there's a lot of nesting still going on. I saw a brand new nest yesterday of a chestnut-sided warbler with 4 eggs. And so this is still the time when we will find nesting happening. But like I say, it's just very slowly. There are fewer birds singing than there were a couple of weeks ago. Other things of note during my walk this morning, I came across, as I have been almost every day, a wood duck with her family. She has about 6, and she does a remarkably good job, and I can't believe how fast the young are growing. They're practically half her size already. And then as I continued down the road, I came upon a snapping turtle that had climbed up on the road, and in the soft gravel on the side of the road, she was digging a hole to lay her eggs. This is not the best place to lay their eggs. However, I have seen it many times in the past, and I've seen a lot of successful nests from these sites. There could be a chance of being driven upon or walked upon, and of course could be discovered by critters such as skunks and raccoons, and many of the eggs get eaten. But snapping turtles usually deposit a rather large clutch of eggs into the hole, and even if some of them get eaten, there's usually enough that they can survive. Other things of note, the summer frogs are now calling in good numbers. Every day now I hear the calls from mink frog and green frog. Mink frog make a sound that sounds kind of like a knock-knock. And green frogs make a sound that's often been compared to the plucking of a banjo string, sort of like, Well, I think what they're really saying is green. Okay, but you got to listen carefully to hear that. But yes, and the gray tree frogs still continue to call, leftover from the springs. Dragonflies are just everywhere. This is fabulous dragonfly time. And, of course, they're out early in the day. They want to bask in the sun to warm up their bodies, and then they seem to spend the rest of the day either searching a mate or searching food or searching a place to sit in the sun. And, yeah, there's numbers of kinds of them. They fly so fast, and often they don't even sit, so it's a little bit hard to look at them. But go out with a little patience and maybe a pair of binoculars and get a good look at them. The same thing can be said with butterflies. We are now getting the butterflies of more diversity. I mentioned before about the large ones of monarch and tiger swallowtail and some of the tiny ones like skippers and crescents. Well, there's also a middle-sized one that I saw showing up just a couple days ago, and that is the black and white butterfly called the White Admiral. It's a little surprised to see it when I saw it 2 days ago because I associate them always with July. But they came about a little bit early. The other ones of note, of course, are the most loved insect there is, and that is fireflies. Oh, my gosh. Wow. It's worth getting out. I don't expect to see them until about 45 minutes after the sun sets, which means 9:50, more or less. But to just be safe, I go out at 10 o'clock and go take a look. And they seem to do best around the tall grasses. So if you know of places where there is some tall grasses that have not been mowed, that's a good place to look for fireflies. They are the most interesting insect. They are about the only life we see that the critter has its own light to turn on. And it's called a cold light, and it is the male that usually flies overhead flashing the light and is the female down below on the ground. In some species, they don't even have wings. And so she will, if she likes the light she sees, she will turn on her light, and he will come down to mate with her. Just a fascinating insect to watch. Like I say, it's one of the most loved insects we have. On the other side, there is a group of critters that are not well loved by everyone. Some of us love them, and that is spiders. And I've been finding them more abundant every day. Just this morning, I came across places where there were a lot of webs that were left out last night. And, of course, there's a lot of insects that are appearing right now, so the webs were all very successful. And then this week, I saw a wolf spider that were carrying her young. Wolf spiders are an interesting group. People often associate them with danger or huge and so forth. Well, they're not really that big. And they lay their eggs in a container called an egg sac, and they attach that egg sac to their body, to their tail end, what's called the spinnerets. And then she will walk around with these. It's fairly easy to see it. She will walk around with these for a while until they hatch. And then when they hatch, the babies climb up on her abdomen, and she becomes very protective of them. We see the egg sac on the wolf spider quite often, but we don't see the babies because usually she goes into hiding at this time. This time is also a fabulous time for getting out and seeing some terrific flowers in bloom. In my neighborhood here, we have an abundance of blackberry. Now, I realize not everybody has those, but blackberry is a cousin of raspberries. Raspberry's flowers are a bit small. But the blackberries are huge. They're more than an inch in diameter and big and white, and they are just in abundance right now. Nearby is another shrub that has got a lot of large flower, and that is the wild rose. What a beautiful pink flower that is now in bloom. And then where my walk goes, I also walk near a swamp, and at the swamp there are irises in bloom. The irises began blooming about a week ago. They're in a lot bigger numbers right now. And then out in the water, the yellow pond lilies have been blooming since May sometime. But just this week, its cousin, the white water lily, started to bloom as well. So, yeah, get out and take a look at all these flowers. They're just terrific. There is, of course, the huge numbers of the summer wildflowers that are out in the open spaces, mostly daisies and hawkweeds. But if you get a chance to take a closer look, there's a lot more than just that. And, of course, anytime we have things like this going on, we are going to have a few critters with us that we don't appreciate. This heat has brought out a good number of mosquitoes and deer flies. Not yet. Well, yeah, deer flies started to come out, but it's mosquitoes and black flies that are out in good numbers. So you might want to protect yourself when you get out and take a look. But nevertheless, it is worth it. And yes, welcome to the new season.
The next time we talk, it'll be summer, Larry.
Yes, for a little while at least.
Don't say that. Don't do that.
Okay.
All right.
Well, it's okay. It's okay. You know, the seasons just keep moving on. It's just a beautiful time to observe them. You know, that's one of the beauties of this stay-at-home phenology. We can just sit back and watch nature happen in our neighborhood.
It's marvelous. Okay. It's a beautiful thing.
Okay.
Larry, thanks a million.
Yeah, take care.
Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on KUMD.